Hey, John.
Hello, sir. My name is Albert. I'm actually calling from Local Splash. John was the one that set up this appointment.
Oh, hey, how's it going, Albert?
It's going good. Am I speaking to Norden?
Yeah, you are.
Thank you for taking the call. We have a client interview, just like I mentioned. It's going to take about 30 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Perfect. Before we begin, I just got to let you know all calls are recorded for quality assurance. And I got to ask you your security question. What is the city you were born in?
Kingston.
That's correct. All right. Let's go ahead and start by reviewing the information on the account. I see, did you have a chance to review and sign the terms and conditions?
I was just trying to do it, but my internet sucks or I'm at. Data sucks where I'm at right now.
Oh, okay. No problem. Whenever you get a chance, you can review that and sign it. I'll send you the login credentials for the client dashboard. Right away when you log in, it'll show you the terms and conditions.
Yeah, but it asks for username. How do I do this? Because I've seen it.
I actually sent you the username and password in the email I mentioned.
Okay, let me check the email.
Okay.
Which one of the emails you're saying that the...
It'll be an email that is titled Login Credentials to Your Advanced Reporting.
Login Credentials. Oh, yeah, I just got it.
Perfect. In there, at the top, you get... It'll show you the link to go to the dashboard. Right under that is your username and password.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have the best data where I'm at right now, so it's taking a little while for me to log in.
Oh, it's no problem. Ready. Well, you work on that. I'm going to ask you a couple things just to make sure we have the correct information on the account. I have the company name as Infinity Property Maintenance LLC.
Yeah.
Thank you. And the address I have here is 15 Vining Street in Auburn, Maine, 04210.
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Is there an apartment number or office number to that address?
No.
Perfect. And the phone number that I have for the company is 207-333-7051.
Yeah, that's the phone number.
Thank you. I'm not sure if my coworker John explained to you, we also offer another service here where we can create a new phone number for the business. It'll have a local area number just like the one I read now. And with this on the dashboard, you're able to see the call history, filter all calls or block calls. And there's no cost for this. And the calls are still going to be routed to the number you just confirmed. Do you want us to create a new phone number for the business?
Sure.
Perfect. We're going to go ahead and send you the phone number to your email. When you see that, please make sure to save that on the contacts on your cell phone.
Okay.
Okay. And also, when a client calls you right after the call ends, you'll receive a text message with the name and phone number of your client.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, Let's see. Does your business have a license and insurance?
We have insurance.
Ah, okay. No problem. All right. Does your business already have a website?
No, we don't have a website.
That's okay. We're going to go ahead and create one for you. Let me just see what domain names are available. One moment. I recommend to make the, since the name is a little long, would you mind if I remove the LLC and just put Infinity Property Maintenance?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I have infinitypropertymaintenance.com available. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine. Man.
Perfect. We're going to go ahead and design and maintain the website for you while you're our client. But if one day you choose to discontinue the service and you want to keep the domain name, you'll have the opportunity to purchase it at a one-time fee of $99.
Okay.
Okay? Perfect. All right. The next part, we're going to go ahead and go over the keywords, which are what your clients are going to type online to find your business. Before we do this, did you already get a chance to review the terms and conditions and sign it?
Yeah, I did that already.
Ah, okay. One second. All right, I'm going to go ahead and read a list of keywords, and you let me know if I should add or remove anything. I have some notes here that say painting, exterior painting, interior painting, carpentry, deck repair, porch repair, metal roof painting, exterior staining, siding, painters, painting services, commercial painting, residential painting, office painting, professional painting, house painting, drywall repair, cabinet refinishing, sheetrock repair, wood staining, and I'm not sure if this applies to you. I also have power washing and pressure washing.
Yeah, that applies to me too.
Okay. Is that list okay, or did you want me to add anything?
Yeah, that list sounds good.
Oh, perfect. The next part is just going to be a couple of quick questions to see how we're going to market the business online. Have any of your clients ever told you anything they like about your business? It could be maybe the prices you offer, how knowledgeable you are, the quality of the work, the customer service, anything at all.
Quality, customer service. Pricing as well.
Perfect. Got it. Now, the next thing we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and select the mission statement, which is going to be used on the website. I'm going to give you four options, and you let me know the one that you like, okay? Okay. The first option will be, one second. It is at Infinity Property Maintenance LLC. Our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. Option two, at Infinity Property Maintenance LLC, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. Option three, at Infinity Property Maintenance LLC, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationship with our customers. And the last option, option four, at Infinity Property Maintenance LLC, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services.
Number four.
Thank you. Does your company have a slogan? Kind of like how Nike uses Just Do It? Some people use these like on stickers or business cards?
Oh, no, we don't have that.
That's okay. This is optional. If ever you set one up, let us know and we can update that right away.
Okay.
Thank you. What year did you start your business?
I started the business last year.
Perfect. And currently, how many people work in your business?
Five.
Thank you. And do you do both residential and commercial work?
Yes.
Thank you. I have a note here that you work from Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. What forms of payment do you accept?
Checks, cash and card.
Cash and cards. Okay. Thank you. Now, I also see a note here that you work in the following cities. I have Brunswick, Portland, Freeport, Yarmouth?
Yeah.
I don't know if I said that right. I have Falmouth, Cumberland, Windham, and Auburn. Is that correct?
You can put Gorham, Scarborough.
Gorham. Let me search for that 1 second. Gorham. Okay, I found it. Gorham. And what was the other one?
Scarborough.
Scarborough or Starborough?
Yeah. Starborough.
Starborough. Okay, I found it. Scarborough. Got it.
Gray.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. What was that?
Gray.
Like the color gray?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, I have all those cities.
I have more coming.
Oh, okay. I just would recommend, we can add more cities. You have a maximum of 20, but we do recommend that you choose like a smaller amount. That way we can get you up in a higher ranking on the Google search results. But I can add a couple more if you like. That's no problem.
You can just add Raymond.
Raymond.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's
all
it.
Right. Thank you. Now, I searched online, but I did not find a Google business profile. That's the thing that shows up on the map section when you do a Google search for a business. Did you ever create one of those?
No, I didn't create one, but I just logged in and it to let local splash edit the business profile, and I allowed it.
Ah, okay, no problem. Now, for the Google business profile, we're going to go ahead and create one for you. To do this, we sent you an email that is titled "Action Needed: Pictures Needed for Google Verification." When you can, look in that email, and you're going to find a very short list of things that you need to take a picture of and send it to us by attaching the pictures as a reply to that email. It'll be things like the work vehicle with the license plate, the business card, if you have any that you give out to your client, a general picture of tools and equipment. It doesn't have to be everything, just a general picture. The location would be the address that you confirmed earlier, and whatever documents that you do have, whether it be business license, business insurance, business registration, which is the LLC. You could just take a picture of each of those and send it by attaching it to the email. We're going to use that for the verification through Google.
Okay.
The sooner you send that, the better. It does take Google several days to process anything. So send that as soon as possible, please.
Okay.
All right. And do you use Yelp for your business?
Yeah, I do use Yelp.
Oh, okay, I think I found it. Let me see if I... 70, 50... Yep, I found it. Well, you have two options there. One, you can keep managing your Yelp page if that's what you would like. Or two, if you still have access to that page, we can send you an email so you can add us as administrator, and we can manage the page for you.
Would that be an extra cost?
No, there's no extra cost.
Okay, well, I'll have you guys manage it for me then.
Ah, perfect. I'll send the email once we're finished. It's very simple. You just need to go on your computer and click on your picture, account settings, and then send us an invite. That's basically it.
Okay.
All right. Now, I also see your... signed up for Facebook ads. Does this business have a Facebook business page?
No, we don't have a Facebook business page.
Do you have a personal page?
Yes, I have a personal page.
Ah, perfect. And you do remember your username and password, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, perfect. Are you using a computer or a cell phone right now?
Cell phone.
Okay, go ahead and open up the Facebook app. Is it Android or iPhone?
Android.
Okay. On the upper right-hand side, you're going to see the menu button. It looks like three lines.
Mm-hmm.
Tap on that. It's going to take you to the menu button, menu screen, I'm sorry. You're going to scroll down to where you start seeing things like Marketplace, Reels, and a bunch of other options. Scroll a little more down, and you're going to click in an option that says See More. It's going to give you more options. And you're looking for one that says Pages. It looks like a reddish-orange flag.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to click on that, and then you're going to select the option that says Create. And most likely, it'll give you an option that says Get Started. If it asks you what type of page you want to make, select Public Page. Okay. What do you see?
I see. What's the name of your page?
Oh, okay. That's where you enter the business name. Enter it just the way we have it, which is Infinity Property Maintenance LLC, with a capital letter at the beginning of each word, and then the last three letters, LLC, all capital letters.
Okay.
Okay? Let me know once you're done.
It says, what category best describes Infinity Property Maintenance LLC?
If there isn't one for painter, just select the option that says home improvement, and we'll fix it for you.
Okay, yes, yeah, selected home improvement.
Okay, then you're going to press the button that says Create. Once you do that, it'll ask you to continue setting up your page, but you don't have to do that. We're going to go ahead and take care of that for you. I'm going to go ahead and send you an email and also a text message with the same link. It's going to ask you to grant us access. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to click the option that says Connect to Facebook. And then it's going to ask you to log in to your personal account because that's the account that owns the business page. Okay?
Okay.
And then it'll ask you to continue as yourself. That you just press continue. And then on the last screen, it's going to ask you which page do you want us to access and manage. It'll have a little box that says choose page. Select the business name there and then confirm.
Did you send the email?
Yes, it should be getting to you in a few seconds. Let me check. Just a minute. It tells me you should already have it.
Yeah, I just got it.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and click on that link and let me know if you have any questions or problems along the way. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I just granted the access.
Okay, let me just see if we got that. 1 second. Perfect. We just got it. We're going to go ahead and finish the page for you, place the pictures and the ads and the information. But it's always going to be your page because it's linked to your personal account.
Okay.
By the way, how do you prefer to be contacted by your clients when they click on the ads? Do you want a phone call, a Facebook message, or an email with the contact information of your client?
Could I leave it up to them to choose whichever one they want to choose?
Well, that information is always going to be available on the page. So yeah, they will choose because it's going to be available to them. But on the ad itself, at the bottom, it has like a little button they press. It'll either prompt them to call you or to send you a message, or the system will automatically send you their contact information.
Okay. I would like them to send me a message.
Ah, perfect. I'll go ahead and set that up. For that to work, just make sure you have a Facebook Messenger installed for this to work.
Okay.
Perfect. By the way, if we need to call you here from Local Splash from Monday to Friday, what's the best time we can call you?
The same time, like from 8 to 6.
8 a.m. to 6? All right, no problem. By the way, I think it does. I see your company has a logo, right? It looks like an infinity symbol with tools and a house. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send you an email of where you can share a picture of that. The best picture you have of that. It's going to be titled Photos Needed for Optimizing Your Listings. You can send us your logo by replying directly to that email. And you can also send us pictures of your work that are going to be used on Facebook ads, the website, Google Business Profile, and the posts that the system is going to make automatically for you. You can send up to 20 pictures at a time by replying directly to that email. And it does come with recommendations regarding the picture quality, so I would recommend to look that over first. That way we get the best pictures for that purpose.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, I'm also going to send you another email, which is going to be, well, you already have it, actually. It's the login credentials for the dashboard. Once everything's running, that's where you're going to be able to see things like the views and clicks you're getting, the words people used to find your business, the lead section, which is people who are trying to contact you for your work. You're going to be able to manage the reviews on there once the Google Business Profile is verified. You're also going to be able to upload pictures, make posts, edit posts, or see the posts that the system does for you. And also, you can edit the website from there as well.
Okay. So I can't send the logo as a PDF?
Yeah, you can send it as a PDF. Just attach it to the email that is titled Photos Needed for Optimizing Your Listings.
Okay.
And also remember, we're going to send you the phone number that we're going to create for your business. Remember to keep that on the contacts on your phone. And regarding the time frame, it takes us about 7 to 14 days to publish the business information and the content we created to all the directories. During that time, we're going to be in contact with you, letting you know the things that have been finished, or if anything else is needed from your end. You should see the maximum results within the first 30, maximum 45 days. And during that time, you're going to be able to use the dashboard to view leads or create content.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, this is going to grant your business with more online presence, which is going to generate all types of calls. If anyone calls you and tells you they are Google or that they want more money for the Google profile, that is a spam call. Please let us know first before you reply to that person.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, before we finish the appointment, I do need to set up a follow-up appointment, which is an account review appointment. It's a quick 15, 20-minute call. Just to let you know how everything's going or if anything's missing. Can we call you on August 5 at the same time I called you today?
Sure.
Ah, perfect. We're also going to send you a reminder to the email on this account and to the calendar on your phone.
Okay.
Perfect. And with that, we are actually finished. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't have any questions so far.
Thank you again for your time. Remember, our contact information is at the bottom of all the emails we send you, and we're available 7 to 4, Monday to Friday, Pacific Standard Time. And please make sure to review emails and text messages. We do try to contact you regularly.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, thank you again. You have a good day. Bye.
Thank you, you too.